folk singer-songwriter Mary Gaucher's new record called The Foundling opens with a haunting a cappella and the story of an abandoned child.
A foundling, a foundling, looking for home, wanders through darkness and travels alone.
The Foundling is Mary Gaucher, and this record is the story of her life, told in 13 parts. Gaucher was born in New Orleans in 1962 to an unwed mother who immediately gave her up for adoption. As a young woman, the pain and sense of abandonment led her to a life of alcoholism, drug abuse, and eventually crime. She's been clean and sober since 1990, but she never stopped searching for a way to soothe the pain. Gaucher's new album, The Foundling, chronicles her attempt to reconnect with the mother who gave her up so long ago. And Mary Gaucher joins me from our bureau in New York City. Welcome to the program.
Hi, it's great to be with you today.
Did you start to do this project to kind of work through what you were going through?
I write all my songs to work through what I'm going through. It gives it a beginning, a middle, and an end, and a reason for existing. My experiences make more sense to me when I write about them. Life seems to make sense in that 3.5 minutes.
On this song, Goodbye, you have a line in there. You say, I hit the wall, and then I hit the highway. Has that been a pattern in your life, that kind of restlessness?
Yeah, that's the nature of that song, is to talk about the sense of being constantly, compulsively needing to move on. As though when I was passed out of my mother's womb into the hands of a stranger, it started a process that I couldn't stop. Over and over again, I've left people that I love, and I've left towns, and I've left, and I've left, and I've left. And part of my journey in this part of my life is learning how to stay.
Mary Gaucher, before you started writing this album, you played a show in New Orleans, the city where you were born, and you visited that very spot where you were dropped off for adoption after birth. What was that about? Why did you do that?
Well, it was a coincidence, really. I played a show at the Ogden Museum of Southern Art, and the next day the person who was involved in booking me at the museum was taking me to lunch, and she said, you know, you mentioned on stage last night that you lived in New Orleans once at St. Vincent's when you were a baby, and we just happened to be passing by. Would you like to see the place? It's a guest house now. And I said, okay. I'd never even thought about going back there, and we stopped and we walked up to the front door, and above the front door, chiseled in marble, was the word St. Vincent's Women and Infants Asylum. Hmm. And I just got this flash of my mother walking up those steps pregnant and then walking out without me. And for the very first time in my life, my birth mother became real to me. It's strange when you're adopted. My mother who adopted me is my mother. And I never thought a lot about my birth mother as being real. It was more like a Disney story. But when I walked up those steps in that orphanage, she became a human being. And I empathized with what she must have gone through as a young girl, pregnant, unmarried, 1962. The shame, the horror, the terror she must have felt. And it all became real.
Bassinets and babes. St. Vincent's Infants Home. Orphaned in limbo. Helpless and alone. Paradise receding. Tiny heart is beating.
that's when I embarked on writing this record and really committed myself to making a song cycle to tell this story of the foundling.
And that also inspired you to try and track down your mother, right?
Yeah, I hired a private detective and was able to locate her in, believe it or not, in 3 days. It took me 6 months, though, to get the courage to pick that phone up and make that phone call.
And the centerpiece of this new record is a song, March 11th, 1962, and that song recalls that phone conversation you eventually had with your mother.
Hello, hello, say something. Don't leave me hanging here like this. If there's something right to say right now, I don't know what it is. This is the hardest thing I've ever done, and I'm terrified. Now you ask me why I'm calling, I don't know why.
It's such a heartbreaking song. What was that conversation like?
Heartbreaking would be a good adjective. Look, she had to let her baby go. And she is a traumatized human being. She never was able to tell anybody that she was pregnant. She married someone who was not my dad and was never confident or comfortable enough to tell him that she had had a child out of wedlock before she married him. She raised his children and never told them. She's a woman with a secret, and she's in a lot of pain about it. And
that was the last time you spoke with her?
That was it.
If you'd had that face-to-face meeting with your birth mother, what do you think, ideally, you would have wanted to come out of it?
Boy, that's just so hard for—I mean, I don't know. It's hard to answer these questions because I don't have all the answers. All I know is I was looking for something, and maybe I found it. Maybe I've got a period at the end of the sentence where there once was a question mark. At least I have some information that I was looking for.
Does your mom know about this, your birth mom? Does she know about this record?
No, I've contemplated sending it to her. When the private detective found her, I had the private detective give her my website and give her my phone number. And 6 months went by, and she never called or reached out. And so eventually I reached out to her, and she hadn't gone to the website or read the information. She can't look at this, and I have to honor that.
It's a really difficult album in terms of the story. It's a beautiful album, but of course it's difficult to hear as well because of the story. But one of the things that's really great is you sort of leave us on an upbeat note with the song Another Day Borrowed.
That's where this song cycle landed me, is in a place of gratitude, really. One of the big lessons I've learned taking these songs all over the world is that everybody has a story, and I'm not all that unique. And ultimately, every day above ground is a blessing and a good day. I'm grateful for the sacrifices that were made so that I could have a good life and I could have a life at all. The best way to honor the people who've made the sacrifices would be to enjoy this life and embrace love and embrace community and connection. And that's what I fully intend to do. And that's why I wrote this record.
That's Mary Gaucher. Her new album is called The Foundling. If you'd like to hear full tracks from that record, go to nprmusic.org. Mary Gaucher, thank you so much for sharing your story.
It's a pleasure to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Midnight water. Dark and high, it's pressing on the levee. Snakes are bound for higher ground.
And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.